Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 80 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mist. 72 degrees.
Testing.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Rain. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Cloudy. 84 degrees.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Cloudy.
82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Cloudy.
86 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Cloudy.
88 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Cloudy.
84 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club's Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order: first short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink and All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations, please call now.
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra John.
KE8 PWV Mike.
Hey, I have KE8 ORS John and KE8 PWV Mike. Do we have any All Star stations? Any All-Star stations, please call now. Can be heard. All other stations, anyone interested in checking in, please call Net Control now.
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar.
No, please. Okay, I had ACHTO Don, and Don, you doubled with another station. Would the other station come and check in again, please?
Hello, Echo 8. Bravo, Zulu, Juliet. This is Mo. In and out, please.
Sierra 8 Uniform. This is that.
WA8BZJ, Mo, in and out. And WA8SU, Matt. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call now. Like it'll be a short net tonight. Mo, do you have anything for us? And otherwise, we'll just consider you in and out. Sounds like Mo is out. So let me start at the top of the list, which is KB8OIS, John, followed by KE8PWV, Mike. John, any exciting news or news of any sort this week?
KBHOS. Yeah, a couple things. Over the last couple weeks, I've spoken to two hams up the UP that Larry usually checks in with, and both state that they've not heard from Larry in quite some time. So I don't know if that means 4 months or 8 months, but Larry's been pretty quiet. Back to you, Pat, KBHOS.
John, thanks for that sad update. I'm not surprised, but saddened nonetheless. Thank you for relaying that information. Next up is KEAPWV Mike, followed by ACATO Don. Mike, anything for us this evening?
A couple things. You know, first of all, thanks for running on that tonight, Pat. Mike, KEAPWV. John, thanks for giving us an update there. I don't remember Larry's call sign, and maybe just reach out with a, I don't have pen and paper here right now, but reach out with maybe email, or if he's in QRZ, or maybe snail mail. On a happier note, haven't activated a site sometime, so I did the Belle Isle Trail for POTA, and took a long time, but I got 14 or so contacts. So I'm happy with that. Wife says that I got rather burned, and I did that over at the Ann Arbor Rowing Club. I didn't even know about that, but I'll give kudos to Dan KB6. Excuse me. KB6NU for the point out. Nice site. So I don't time a lot. I'll just go ahead and turn it back over to you, Pat. Thank you for running again, and I'll have pen and paper for Larry's call sign.
Okay, Mike. Well, Larry's call sign was WP0DCF, Whiskey Delta 0, Bravo, Charlie Foxtrot. And John has reached out to him via phone and left a message down there and never got a reply. But I'll let the two of you discuss that after I run through the list once. But anyway, his call sign was WD0B, as in Bravo, Charlie Foxtrot. Next up is Don, ACATO, followed by KDSB, well, who's in and out, followed by WSAQ, Matt. Don, what's the news from North Campus? Eagerly awaiting the students, I'm sure.
Thank you, Pat. I'm ACTO Don here. Yeah, we got, I forget, 2 weeks left, I think. It's I know it's a week before Labor Day this year again, and kind of that earlier schedule. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm more interested in all will come up. I'm not directly involved with that teaching, although a couple of people that are sort of tangentially on my team are responsible for the computers and oscilloscopes and stuff in the teaching lab, so we'll see how that all goes. Not a lot of radio news for me. I've been continuing to try to fill out gaps in some of the HF bands on my FT8 work, and it's been up and down. I've had lousy days where I, well, really just evenings where I worked the whole evening and got like 1 to 5 contacts. I've had good days where I've gotten 50, so today's looking somewhere in the middle between those. Hopefully I'll get some new confirmations. I think I picked up Central African Republic the other day, so that would be great if I get that confirmed. That's about it for me. I will keep on listening. ACATO.
Don, that's great news on the FTA, and congratulations, and all the best for the future. I think I got the push-to-talk switch fixed on my Anytone, or at least the rubber housing pushed back in, so I don't seem to be having dropouts tonight like I did in the past. Final on the first round through is WSAU Matt. Any exciting news or otherwise for us tonight?
See here. So after you announced it on the net 2 weeks ago, the planet, I'm pretty sure it was Venus, that you said was visible in the western sky at dusk, I saw it like that Monday and Tuesday after that net, but I was kind of busy those nights, and I saw it with a naked eye just walking around the neighborhood. Unfortunately, Woodbury Gardens is completely in the way of seeing it from my house, so I didn't get a chance to try and look at it. Set up my telescope and look at those two nights, and then it seems it's been overcast around that time of day every day since then, or at least in the western sky. I haven't seen it since, so that's slightly disappointing. I was trying to decide if I was going to try and drag the telescope over to one of the parks that's either public parks or parks that's in Woodbury Gardens over on the other side of the trees and the apartment buildings to see if I could actually look at it with the telescope. But I haven't seemed to have gotten that opportunity since, although I haven't looked tonight because I've been busy taking apart the bottom bracket of my bike, which had worn out and had a ton of play in it, so I have been doing that for the last couple hours. The last thing here is I remember Don was complaining about taking apart phones that are soldered together with adhesive a couple years ago, and I've got a tablet that has the opposite problem, which is actually probably worse. It's like a bigger, like, I don't know, about maybe about 6-inch by 10-inch tablet or so, or maybe 6 by 8. And the adhesive on that failed, so the screen just started flopping off of it. Like, just through use, the adhesive became, like, very gooey and kind of got, like moisture and oils and stuff that sort of seeped in around the edges. So taking that apart and peeling off trying to rub off the old adhesive, which doesn't really come off very easily, but doesn't hold the screen in place, was much more of a pain than taking apart the phone. I had to kind of pry the adhesive apart. Anyhow, thanks for running that, and I hope someone hears from Larry, but I don't think that maybe is very optimistic. Anyhow, WSAU, back to that.
All right, Matt, well, thanks very much for the report. And I think Venus is getting lower and lower on the western horizon, so you'll have to get out there just after sunset and be able to point the telescope down to 10 or 12 degrees elevation to get a good view of it. Let me say, though, that the next major astronomical event coming is a partial lunar eclipse, Thursday and Friday, August 27th, 28th. The maximum eclipse will be 12 minutes after midnight the morning, Friday morning on the 28th. So it's only partial, but probably worth going out and having a look at it. So that's the next astronomical event on the horizon, or above the horizon, as it may be. Do we have any other new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control now. Nothing heard. John, KB8OIS, do you want to update Mike, KE8PWV, on what you did to try to reach out to Larry?
Well, KB8OIS. Yeah, my quest to find Larry probably originated 6 months ago or so. Larry is listed in the state bar directory for the state of Texas. The phone is his current phone that we have here on file. I don't recall now if it was Spring Lake, Texas, or Spring, Texas is where he resides, but he's easy to find on the internet. And again, when I did call, it was his voice on a phone recorder. And again, that was months ago and have not heard, and I've not tried since. Back to you, Pat, Mike, KB8OIS.
Mike, any response?
Well, thank you both for that. Now that I've got the call sign, I'll see if I can muster up a postcard or something and just offer well wishes and tell them that we're back on the air in case that was the only issue. And maybe somebody else will read it and give us an update that from this home QTH if it's probably in the database, or if not, QRZ. Thank you both. KDA PWP.
Hey, one final call before we close down the net. Any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR. Net control now. All right, nothing heard with that. We had a total of 5 stations checking in, plus myself, for a total of 6 stations on frequency. Hoping to hear from all of you and many, many more next week. Same time, same frequency. Have a great week, everyone. WA4DSR clear.
W9TNC from WAPMB. W9TNC from WAPMB. This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor Mondrian.
Good evening. 21 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees.